they put me in the prison of Clairvaux for a few days. Then, when they retreated, they brought me across the border to Saarbrücken. The town was in a terrible state of devastation. Nothing was left standing. Not one house. Everything had been knocked down and blown up. The few people who were still there roamed the streets. They looked thin and very hungry.